Hello, my name is Cedric, and you're listening to The Awkward Podcast. And on this episode, we talk about our views on masks, Joe Biden, and aging.
I don't think I should say that. No, really, I don't think it's appropriate. Well, you've convinced me. Well, this is awkward. You're now listening to The Awkward Podcast, where we have honest and unfiltered conversations on all sorts of topics.
Doom, doom, doom. Well, to no surprise, we have Dorian here.
Hola.
Hey, everybody.
How's everybody doing? Ha ha, we can't hear any of your bitches. We can't hear
you. Because mind you, I'm sitting here waiting for a response. Hopefully somebody. So have you been, Sid? What has been going on? I feel like we always have to at least touch base at the beginning. Have you been during COVID and quarantine? This new norm.
It is the new norm. I can honestly say I've adjusted. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I'm so used to being in
you
the house.
You better adjust,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like a house person.
What is your thing with the mask, though? Has it been? I know for me, granted, I wear my mask essentially 100% of the time if I'm inside of a building other than my own apartment. But has it become custom, or do you have to, oh, shit, I have to go back and get my mask? If you see me going to Kroger, I have been many times I got to run back to my car because I forgot my mask. How's that been for you? Because that's strange.
This is the thing. You know, I always have something. The mask thing has helped me so much with my anxiety because I don't feel like people can completely stare at me. So even after this mask thing is over, I'm going to be extra careful and I'm going to still wear my mask. Because I feel like people, I have social anxiety, guys, really bad. Like, yes. You better tell him.
No, truly. As soon as he steps out the door,
I get scared.
Oh my gosh, no, who's looking at me? Everybody's going to look at me.
And I know you guys are probably sitting at home like, he's a weirdo. Yes, I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
But that mask helps me. Like, I feel like people don't know who I am. You see these eyes.
So you step out fearlessly with your mask. Like,
I do.
Like,
okay. I feel so much more comfortable with my mask on, especially in large crowds, because they don't fully see me and I don't feel like I'm being judged.
I might be telling on myself because, you know, we're supposed to be quarantining, but I've been in Atlanta for about 10 years now, and I typically know a lot of people in Atlanta. So when I go somewhere, I run into them. So when I go, there's this nail salon up the street that we go to, and thankfully for the mess, and I hate to be specific, but there's a lot of people that go inside this nail salon that I know, but I can sit in there comfortably just for the simple fact that I have my mask on. I know they're not judging me. It's kind of relaxing.
In that same breath, though, can you recognize a person with 25% of their face?
I guess that is the scary thing. If I can recognize you, because I said this tweet the other day, I was like, if we didn't really have an impactful interaction when we first meet, I won't remember you. But if I do remember you, I can definitely know who you are by the 25% of your face. So I'm actually choosing not to speak to you, which is worse because I know that people know who the fuck I am when they see me.
I will tell you this. Once you get close enough to me and I can even recognize your fingernails, I will know who you are.
No, truly.
I don't know how I'm able to do that, but I don't know if I feel the energy coming around the corner. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to haul ass. So anybody, if you see me somewhere and it seems like I'm avoiding you, or you're thinking, I know he's seen me. Yes, I've seen you.
And I am avoiding
you. Yes, I am avoiding you. And it's because of, if I have on my mask, I'm going to speak to you. If I don't feel like everybody's looking at my stomach that day. I'm laughing because it's the truth. But
mind you, it's just him. Listen, but he'll be completely going crazy thinking about what people, and they're in Kroger the same reason he is, to go pick up some groceries and get their ass on.
When I walk in Kroger and I tell you everybody's staring at me, I think even when I buy certain things, like I can get a bag of chips and they're like, put them chips down, fat bitch. You know you shouldn't be getting those, fat bitch.
Can you imagine? Well, in the day of Karens, I was going to say, can you imagine someone really just coming up to you and saying, put that damn chip down, you fat bitch? But I guess in the day that we're living in with these Karens,
I can imagine a Karen doing it.
A Karen would be probably the one, because they're out of control.
Karens are the worst.
They are out of control.
Karens are the fucking worst.
And I don't want to say, and granted, they've probably been around forever, but it has been out of control ever since, you know, the Black Lives Matter protests after George Floyd died. These Karens have been coming out the woodwork, and they don't give a fuck what they scream racial slurs and epithets just everywhere. And it's like, what is going on?
You know what we should do? We should find a Karen video and add some sad music behind it, because it would make it different. Because when I'm watching it, I hear what's really going on, and it's just disturbing. But imagine this playing. Leave me alone. Stop.
Black lives do not matter.
White lives matter.
Cops, you kill yourselves anyway. Baby, and speaking of that.
And you're not social distancing and I don't have to wear a mask. But would just be something.
But no, said literally speaking of that, I am sick of seeing these videos of the Karens, and they get to walk out the store unscathed and harmed. But listen, we don't want Trump.
Well, sometimes they say that their lives are ruined for what they did. And I will say this. You might not agree with this. I don't care if you support Trump. And I'm saying this, if you support him, that is your right as an American citizen. I'm not judging you. Everybody has freedom to vote and feel how they want to. But when you're a racist and when you're out there doing racist things and making other people feel uncomfortable, that's what bothers me.
I can't speak that same route because I judge them. If you support Trump, I judge you. And there is this saying that says that, yes, granted, all Trump supporters aren't racist, but all racists are Trump supporters. And I can't. I think even when it comes down to, a lot of times people vote based on their financial status, what really works for their tax bracket, what works for their lives. But I feel like even at this particular moment, I feel as though, even if Trump might have the best ideas when it comes down to financial savvy in the United States, or even when it comes down to border security or whatever it is he might have great ideas on, I think because the soul of his person is so trash, I would rather just not deal with it for 4 years or 8 years if he's elected again.
So you basically feel like this time around, if you don't support Joe by then, ha ha ha. I just made such a funny.
They're going to put it on a shirt. You know how us millennials are. It's going to be on a shirt before the day is over. If you don't support Joe by then.
No, if you don't support Joe by then, yeah. Like,
but it's not.
Everybody's free with me.
Not for me, unfortunately. Now, and Joe Biden is not great at all. And this is another thing where I'm more so worried about. Granted, he's doing really great in the polls, and we won't, you know, spend thousands of hours on this, but Joe Biden is doing great in the polls. But my thing is that once we actually start having our debates and we go on stage,
we just hit our 999. You got to make it. You got to wrap it up a little faster.
But no, but once we actually get to these national debates and we get to see how mushy Joe Biden's brain is compared to Donald Trump, I am extremely nervous. Just Google public speaking Joe Biden. You're going to scream and be like, what the fuck is going on? But that's my thought on it.
Do you think you have a problem with his age and that he's a senior?
Well, Donald Trump just turned 77. They're both seniors, but
I will say this, and I hate that I always sound like the fucking, like I'm have on a fucking Make America Great Again hat, but Donald Trump seems a little bit more level-headed. I don't mean it like the guys. Don't do that to me. Don't judge me. But he seems a little bit more.
I wouldn't say level headed. I was looking for a different word.
Together mentally.
Yes, in a sense. I think aware. I think Donald Trump is definitely aware.
I have to edit this out. I feel like in the corner. Like, oh my god.
I think we get it. I think Donald Trump definitely seems more aware and. When he's speaking, granted, I cringe because I don't know what he's going to say, but I know whatever he's going to say is not going to sound stupid. It might be misogynistic or racist or.
It doesn't have any sense whatsoever. I think he says whatever the fuck he wants to. And it doesn't make it, not as a president, it makes zero sense. But as like just a regular ass old racist man that hangs with like people like him. it makes normal sense.
It does.
Hey guys, I want a beer and I'm gonna grab some pussy today. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's normal. But then you have both
fucking president
Biden on the other end, to where he had this public speaking space to where he couldn't even remember Barack's name, which is I'm worried about. I really think there is some type of something wrong up there, but hopefully he's a robot by the time the debate starts and they put the robot on stage.
Well, speaking of age, how do you feel about getting older?
Ah, well, you know, I'm, you want the honest answer. You don't want the answer that I'm going
to
do.
I want you to be completely honest.
When I run for Mr. America, whenever that happens.
We are honest with all of our.
I always call it my big age, but honestly, last December, I actually turned 30, and it was probably one of the most fearful moments leading up to, I would say. Once I turned 30, I kind of accepted it, but leading up to 30, it was a difficult situation just for the simple fact, and I know we've all had this, when you're young, you have these ideas, you have these goals, you know who you're going to be at a certain age, and even when I remember being like 16, 17, I thought at 25, my whole life was going to be figured out, I'm going to own a house, I'm going to have this infinity car, all these things, but those things didn't happen, and different trajectories of life actually took place than what I actually planned. But I will say that now I'm happy with it because 30 is the age where I'm officially like an adult. And
I love how you say your age. I think my fear, and that I think a lot of people have, and here I go being pessimistic again, but I just feel like age is something that can't be controlled. And as we get older, it's this thing in the back of our head that we're getting closer to death. And that's just a fear that people have. I do find myself waking up some days, and I'm admitting this on the air. I wake up some days and I'm like, I need to get, you know, use this special cream because I have a line or I have a spot or something. And I'm not realizing I'm not fucking 19 anymore. And when I go in the mirror, I remember my 19-year-old face. So anything after that is just a hideous monster because I'm like, you're not going anymore. You're old as fuck. And it's like, you can't do anything about that. You're going to get old.
You are.
It is nothing you can do about aging. You can go get injections. You're still going to have old saggy skin under the injections. It's like, it's nothing you can do. But I'm probably going to still get the injection. So whatever, judge who you want to fucking judge. But I feel myself aging, and I don't know if I'm fully okay with that.
And it's weird because, you know, since you are being honest, when I did turn 30, well, not necessarily, it's more recent than when I first turned 30, but I, you know, when they do all the physicals and you go get your blood work and you're getting all these things and talking to the doctor, one of the main things that I had concerns with more so was my appearance issues. Like, okay, doctor, I want, is there anything that you can give me for my skin? And even more so, more vulnerably speaking, my hair, that's one of my biggest things. I noticed that my hair is receding a little bit. Granted, I only probably see it and said jokes about it all the time. Like, I don't know what you see. But because, you know, we say we are our biggest critics. But
I always say you're going to worry yourself to death.
Yeah. And that's what I do. I think that I subconsciously worry myself to death. So where when I say that I am, you know, I'm cool with turning 30. When you actually think about it, the small things that I do, such as working out more vigorously or just doing cosmetic things. Like, I'm so into my serums and my lotions and my moisturizers. And granted, I was into it when I was younger, but I'm more so into it now because of the fact that I actually see, well, damn, you are getting up in age. And like you said, you know, we are dying. And in a weird way, when you think of it, is that you... And I know that's so extreme.
Yeah, wow.
Not that extreme, guys. But when you think about it, as soon as you're born, you are progressing to death. I'm creeping everyone out of this. But
hey.
Okay,
you're supposed to be always
bring
optimistic.
Bring it back in.
We're the opposite of each other. This is the yin and yang podcast. This is not you come on the dark side.
Let's
with
bring it back in. No, but truly, I feel like that's why a lot of people typically kind of like subconsciously, okay, now I'm going to go work out now. And at 30, I got to do this. Because at the end of the day, even the older you get, it's harder to reverse things. Like, it's harder to reverse eating sugar forever. It's harder to reverse weight gain. It's harder to reverse things because I don't know. It's just the thing with age, and I'm scared of it. Like, granted, 30 is cool and it's still relatively still young, but what about 40 and 50 and 60 and then you start thinking of other capacities in life. Like, when is it time to buy a house?
I don't think that far because I already look in the mirror and I see Gargamel. So I just get up and say, I'm going to eat something. Like, you say, you're like, I need to take these serums and stuff. I'm like, I'm already old and falling apart. What else do I have to lose? No. Give me the fucking pizza and give me some fucking alcohol and leave me the fuck alone. I just, me and you view things so differently. I know it's something I can't control. So I'm like, I look like Gargamel. My body's trash. I'm not going to even try to change anything. And I'm cool with that.
But I think even with age, though, said it comes to a more complex point to where at a certain age, you start seeing different things in life differently, such as relationships you see differently, the type of shit you'll put up with, the type of friendships you'll put up with, even down to family.
You are
the
speaking. Type of
family things. You like, I'm fucking 30. I'm not finna put up with this shit anymore. And sometimes you might be like, okay, maybe I can forgive this and forgive that.
I'm literally not joking. I have goosebumps.
Oh, yay. I love
because
goosebumps.
I never get goosebumps, but that is so true. It's so much things I will not put up with at this point in my life. And it's so many things where now, when the younger me would say, hey, I can fix this, is now I know how to walk away from situations. That includes friendships or people that do me wrong. Some people will not change. When somebody shows you who they are, you have to believe them. Yep. I didn't understand that fully till I got older. And it's like, I accept that now. Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I used to not be okay. I can walk away and feel sad. But now I walk away and I'm like, hey, you're progressing. You feel better. Your day is better. You don't have that negative energy around you and everything changes.
And not even walk away with explanation anymore. Like, I feel like sometimes my thing is that, especially now, a lot of people that we, you know, hang out with, you know, comrade with, are typically in our age. And I feel like, you know who the fuck you are. You know what you did. And I, a lot of times, feels as though you don't need an explanation when you leave. Because a lot of times explanations then turn into conversations to where you end up staying into something much longer than necessary because you open that wound or open that space back open to them. I don't think that's necessary.
I'm a lot more forgiving than you, though.
Oh, for sure.
If you do decide to walk up to me and apologize about a situation, more than likely, and I hope that the people that I feel like will listen to this, but more than likely, I'm going to forgive you.
Yeah.
But I just need to feel... I'm so big on emotions. If I feel like you're telling the truth or I feel like you do miss me or something like that, we're probably going to be cool again.
I think my thing, though, said is because my bottom line is so low that I can literally let you beat me to death, essentially. You could literally...
Wait. I want a group of people to laugh with me.
No, said truly.
We're laughing at you.
No, but truly, my bottom line is so low that you could literally, you can be all types of nasty to me.
You are. When I tell
let you go.
That, see, we're always different. This is why I like talking to you because it is.
Yeah.
They can literally walk on your house and say, hey, it's no carpet on the floor. Could you lay down so I can get something to drink? And you will lay there and let them step on you. And I would be like, okay, when are you, what are you going to, no, they don't know.
And I lied. And I think that's my biggest thing. I give people the benefit of the doubt. And I also know that a lot of times people act the way they act because of their foundational upbringing. Who were their parents? Were they loved when they were younger? Did their mom hug them before bed? Even things that small, it can be the smallest of things to where I do give them that benefit of the doubt. But my thing is that once you get to a point and once you get to a certain age or what you are, I think people know what the fuck is good and what's bad. And I give you thousands of opportunities, but once you've reached that last bottom line with me, there's no hate. No hate. Just don't come around me.
Because I'm doing this for me at this point.
Yeah. And if you come around me, it's always, hey, I hope you're well. I hope life is treating you kindly. But I don't get any type of nostalgic feeling. Oh, this reminds me of old times. I want to hang out with them again. I want to see them. It never happens that way.
At me next time, bitch.
Because Sed, you be quick. Let them come apologize. Or, well, Sed, you were right. You know, you're, so
this
sorry.
This is you 20 minutes after they apologize. Are you taking them to dinner?
No, literally. No, Sed, no, listen. Sed will cook a 4-course meal by Patron. Patron for someone who did them wrong.
Listen,
after they apologize to him.
And none of you guys don't judge me. I don't know why I'm like that. I think that since I'm so introverted and I don't make many friends, the people that I do meet, everybody, and I mean this, every single person that I meet that can call me a friend, I hold them in a special place. I'm telling every last one of them.
He really does.
Like, it can be the guy that speaks to me at the grocery store every day. I'm like, he didn't speak today. What did I do to him? It's just, yeah. That's just who I am.
And I noticed that. And I think from the outside, because, you know, I'm not going to say that. I'm Cedric's best friend, truly. So when I hear him on people call Ced, and Ced literally spends hours and talk and he makes, they feel so loved. Like I literally see Ced and there are times nobody, you know what? I'm thinking about such and such. I just send them something or give them a call and I don't have that mindset. And I think that's a beautiful gift to have. And even down to, and I don't want no one to take this in a wrong way. Cause I think Ced is put in this world for those things. When your friends have issues or situations, but there were times when I had a hard time at work. You are a great ear to have, and that's not common. Are a great ear, and that's just not common. So I think that is a beautiful trait to have. But in that same instance, said I still be pissed off a lot of the times. I'd be like,
at all of them,
fucking get off the phone with.
Have you ever seen that meme of Kim Kardashian crying and was like, I feel. That's how I feel right now when you're talking to me. I'm Kim Kardashian crying.
I have seen it. But I think that's the biggest thing. Once you get older, yes.
I do think I'm too forgiving, though.
Oh.
For sure.
That's the topic of this statement.
And I'm going to honestly say it was the only other person that I know that's like that is my brother. So I'm assuming that has something to do with our upbringing, because he is so forgiving too. It's like, I've seen people do worse to him. And he's like, oh, they change. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
And I think the beauty is y'all forgive and y'all forget in a sense. Now, y'all don't forget in the sense of that you don't remember, but you forget in the sense of it does not kind of cause purpose on what you or how you treat them going forward. Like, it doesn't affect that. And that's,
I agree.
Sensational, because I can forgive you, but I remember.
I think I
everything.
Just know that it's so many moods trapped in me, and I know that they change throughout the day, and I know that other people do the same, and I know that you may wake up and have a bad day, or a situation may play out negatively. I judge a person by how they handle it afterwards. Like, can you be an adult and say, "Hey, I'm sorry about that," or this even past relationships, but even past relationships, like, are you friends with any of your exes?
Yeah, sort of.
Kind of. You're sort of. If I could just say dot, 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 that was dot, dot, dot.
That was definitely I am sort of friends, truly, with an ex of just one.
Yeah, fuck that whole statement. You don't have to be friends with your ex. I don't know.
I think that's a great, but then it goes again. That's just who you are. You're so kind. I don't, and it's not, I think my thing is not even that I'm not friends, we're gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, let's just move on from that.
But speaking of relationships, though, because we spoke about the friendship aspect of
these people are gonna get tired of us talking about relationships.
But the last point,
this is the relationship show.
But no, the last point, I think when it comes down to age, that also puts on the point of I am no longer looking for something for right now, and that's it. Unless you want to fall into it.
What?
I'm looking for something forever, in a sense. When I get older, when you're younger, I think you look for right nows. And even at a big age, some people look for right now. But I think that once you become in your 30s,
hold up, sweetie.
You look for forever.
Hold up, sweetie.
Okay.
Have you watched A Walk to Remember? Mm-mm. With Mandy Moore?
No.
Have you watched The Notebook?
No.
I've always been looking for forever. You keep that to yourself. I've always been looking for that.
You've always wanted forever.
So don't you take that crap about I'm just started. I was looking when I found it. When you explained to me what love was, when I finally understood, I was like, I need it forever. I need somebody to be around me all the time. So you keep that.
Oh, I want that.
And you need to watch A Walk to Remember.
I gotta watch.
Why did you watch A Walk to Remember?
There's a lot of movies that I didn't watch.
You've never seen The Notebook either?
Can I say something? And this is the worst thing ever. I always confused The Notebook with Freedom Riders. And those are two completely different movies.
I've never even heard of Freedom Riders.
Freedom Riders is beautiful. It's about the current time black folks and
remember
our
that movie,
oppression.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
No. Is it like a No. Is that like a Spike Lee movie?
I think
movie?
Me and you are both on different parts of 30.
I think so.
I think I'm a much older 30.
You are. I'm 30.
Can we? Please. Hey, listeners. Hey, listeners. We're going to talk about Dynasty for a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
So quarantine. First off, hey, everybody, listen, pay attention. Turn it up. Listen now. Quarantine. If you're quarantined, if you've never heard of Dynasty, go to Netflix, get somebody's password, watch Dynasty.
Make sure you
I watched one
password,
episode
though.
Because I've seen some tweets about it and I'm addicted. Everything, it's a piece of drama.
It's over the top.
Every 8 minutes.
I think if you guys have ever, I don't know, if you guys have ever watched The Have and the Have Nots, said, and I was talking about it earlier, it's like the non-black version of The Have and the Have Nots.
I will say this, over the top. I feel so, every time I say some ignorant shit out my mouth, I have to say that I'm always going to be honest with you guys and I want to tell the truth. When I first seen the clips from The Half and Half Nots, I've never watched, I was like, oh, Tyler Perry's ridiculous. This is so over the top. And now I'm sitting watching Dynasty. I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Do you want to dig deeper in onto that?
You want to dig deeper?
Do you wonder why that is? What is it, do you think?
You have me twiddling my fingers and I'm going to dig a hole. I'm going to dig a hole in the palm of my hand because I'm so nervous. What do you mean you want to dig?
Do you want to dig into
why I felt like that?
Why do you think Dynasty? What about Dynasty?
I have my own personal reasons, though.
You want to keep them private?
I have my own personal reasons, though. This is going to turn into a deep conversation.
Oh,
I will just say something really quick.
Okay.
I have an issue, guys, with straight men making money in drag. I have an issue with people making money off the LGBT community.
Said.
And they're straight. And then I have an issue with going to black churches and they're pushing Tyler Perry down your throat like he's the best thing that ever happened. And they preach against the black the LGBT community. I have an issue with that. So I have personal issues with Tyler Perry. I have so many personal issues with that. So I don't want to go too deep because I don't want to step on any toes. But it's just my personal views.
Listen.
You felt that.
If Touche never was an answer to a response, today it is. Touche.
I'm sweating bullets though, but that's the truth.
But no, said the kind of full circle. I feel like Netflix is going to eventually have to give us some type of something for free. Because on the flip side of that, I just watched, because when you made that comment about the LGBT community and a man in a dress, you guys, if you have a second, to all of our trans family folks and trans loving people, there is a documentary on Netflix also called
Disclosure.
Oh my gosh. And how he broke it down, even down to when he was talking about Tyler Perry, to how society has put that on screen to where even from as far as I remember, from the Shenanigans to Martin Lawrence on Big Mama to, speaking of Tyler Perry, Madea. What's her name? Madea. They always.
Wanda, Jamie Foxx.
Wanda from Jamie Foxx, they always associate.
And it's funny and it's acceptable.
Funny.
But let
characters.
You be around those same people and fucking RuPaul's Drag Race, come on.
Yep.
It's I don't want to see this demon or that's evil on my TV. I'm like, you just fucking watched Madea.
Yeah.
In a whole dress, do a whole movie as Madea. It never says that she's in drag, it says that she's Madea, and that's okay. Okay, whatever.
How those mixed views.
And another thing, guys, I am a Drag Race super fan.
Nope, truly.
And nobody knows.
He is.
And I never tell anybody, but I am. And I've watched every season, and my mom probably has too.
And then me on the other hand, which is weird, because I think from the outside in, people would think that I'm the drag queen junkie. Or the Drag Race junkie. The last season that I watched of Drag Race, I can't even think of her name. What's the Tyra? Tyra Sanchez.
That was season two. That was 12 years ago.
That was the last season of Drag Race that I watched.
I love drag. I just feel like it's Drag Race. I love to see people being authentic. So anything I can watch and people are really being their self, not like a Kardashian because that's so exaggerated for mainstream, but like people just being who they are. and just living in a space unjudged, I will watch it. Same reason I watch Disclosure. Same reason I watch Transformer on Netflix as well. Guys, you want to check out that documentary? It's about this bodybuilder who transitioned. But anytime I see anybody,
and all I can say about that documentary is wow.
It is a wow.
It's a wow. And you guys have to, you're going to give me a tweet or a comment.
You're going to write now.
When you watch that, you're going to say, I get it. Wow is the best word to use.
If you have anything to say to him about that wow, his @ on Instagram is Dorian. @ Dorian Noel, DorianNowell.
That's why he's my best friend.
After you watch Transformer, you're gonna understand why he said wow. I'm not saying anything because I don't judge people.
It's a wow. And it's a non-judgmental wow.
And the next subject is, I guess we can kind of wrap this episode up.
I'm fucking with it. Like, it's been a great touch base to kind of...
It's a touch base. Yeah. I feel like it's not enough episodes uploaded, and I need to do better.
And y'all, because listen, y'all definitely be hitting us up, be getting mad at us for not uploading, and we're so sorry.
They do.
But it's been busy, but those are nothing but excuses. It's been quarantine, and you know you guys like y'all entertainment, so we're going to keep it coming. And it's fun. I love talking to you for this 30-minute plus that we get to chat.
It's usually plus.
Yeah.
I will say, I have so many people have reached out to me, and I've received so many kind messages about the podcast, be they be friends or a stranger, and I love that. It keeps me going. I like doing this, but it just keeps me motivated that other people listen. I'm not just in the middle of the desert screaming out loud. Out and people are listening. So thank you guys. And always, any questions or anything, you know how to get in contact with me. And it was nice speaking to you guys. You have any last moment? Any last word?
Any last words?
I'm going to kill you, bitch, after this. No, you have any last? Any last?
No, nothing but you guys stay safe out there. And listen, wear a mask. That's all I ask. And wash your hands. But wear your mask for sure.
For other people too. So for the people. For the people that say they don't want to wear a mask, do it for other people. Be safe. Yeah. If you don't have it, they may have it. If you do have it and you don't know, protect them.
It's like a seatbelt, and not to knock on wood.
A seatbelt? I was thinking a condom.
I say a seatbelt. I've never been in an accident, but I wear my seatbelt all the time. And granted, you might never get COVID, but just wear your mask. You never know.
This is the part where we kind of have a disagreement.
You think
a mask is more like a seatbelt or a condom?
I say, and the reason why I say seatbelt and the reason why I think seatbelt, I stole it from CNN. I think because they can't say condom on CNN, the doctor was like, some mayor in Florida was like, well, you can't make people wear masks or whatever. And you can't make somebody wear a seatbelt. Really, they're driving in the car. Like, you can't really see somebody wear a seatbelt or not, or to mandate it. I mean, I don't know. I guess you could, because people get pulled over for most times, not really. And just like those people who would get pulled over for not wearing a mask. So just wear your mask, even if we don't know nothing about this. So just be as safe as you can while we know nothing about COVID until we get something that.
And if you see a Karen attacking somebody, speak up and beat that hoe's ass.
Please. And listen at me. I will bail you out.
Don't jump on her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell you to do that.
Do it. But no, there's something there. So, and we're going to close on this because I feel like we've been shutting up for a minute. But I saw this article that there's actually a Supreme Court case that passed that there are actually words that are considered fighting words.
I've seen that, but we're closing out, so I can't talk about
it. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Toodaloo.
Thank you for listening to Awkward. Please remember to subscribe for future episodes and follow us on Instagram at Awkward Tea Podcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered on a future episode or want to potentially be a future guest, shoot us a DM. And until our next awkward encounter,